Welcome to the ProSoft Podcast, where we talk about the technology and trends of industrial automation. I'm your host, Ian McIntosh, and in this episode, I'm talking with Keith Blodorn, who walks us through modernizing your process equipment in a pre-recession economy, the obvious anxieties surrounding it, and why it might be a good time for companies to make the investment. It's an interesting topic. I hope you enjoy it. So without further ado, let's get to the discussion. All right. Welcome to the show. I'm here again with Keith Blodorn. Keith, thank you for joining us.
Great to be back.
Okay. So the topic du jour is modernizing in a recession. I don't feel like we're in a full-blown recession right now, but I know there's many concerns on the horizon. There have been for a while now.
Yeah, I'd say the uncertainty factor is high. We've seen some indicators around manufacturing sector that are certainly trending in the wrong direction right now. Not recessionary, but certainly slowing down. And a lot of manufacturing companies are really trying to do the right thing and protect their business. And a lot of that tends to be in dialing back on some of the bigger projects.
Okay, so businesses are starting to adopt sort of a precautionary stance.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're seeing, yep.
Okay, the first question on the docket is, what's typical of industry updates during pre-recession moments like this in the past?
Yeah, so one of the things that we see is with uncertainty in the market, companies tend to look a little bit more critically at the kind of returns that they can get. They try to, they set higher barriers or higher goals before they deploy capital, because if we do go into a recession, having that capital on hand in terms of cash and liquid assets, kind of helps them get through the recession. So they're a little more careful in choosing where to deploy their capital. What that means for a lot of folks on the ground at the customers that we go to, the production managers or the plant managers, is that some of the projects that they want to do for plant efficiency and reliability upgrades are just more difficult to get approved.
Okay, yeah. So the threshold to get funding to do whatever they're trying to do, it's getting higher and higher.
Exactly.
Okay, yep. So some companies are likely thinking that updating equipment in an uncertain time is kind of a risky move. Is there truth to that, would you say?
Yeah, absolutely. So, any when you talk about risk in terms of financial risk, anything you do to your machines, you spend money on your process, there's a degree of risk associated with it. When that project is a bigger spend, I'm going to replace the entire control system, on my main manufacturing line, for example, that's an expensive proposition. The higher the cost, the more return you need to get from it in order to justify it. And if you think about, maybe our demand from our customers will be lighter next year than we expect, that means your return on investment is going to take longer. That's where the risk really comes in. So it really is a getting harder or getting more important, I should say, for customers to really be able to get the most bang for their buck when it comes to what they're investing in their manufacturing equipment.
Okay. So the value that they get needs to be very clear.
Absolutely. Yep.
Keith, what's the best approach to modernizing for facilities who can't get much funding approved as we all wait to see if a recession will in fact hit?
I think all of us in the corporate world kind of deal with this dichotomy sometimes where, our resources aren't as available as we would like them to be, but that doesn't mean that we're given a free pass on our other objectives. In the case of a plant manager, meeting the productivity goals of the plant, meeting the efficiency and manufacturing cost goals of the plant, those things aren't going to change. So as you know, the bigger capital projects become harder to justify, the best way to approach modernizing your plant is to look at what are your critical assets? What are the things that are either most likely to cause problems, cause downtime, or will be the most disruptive if they do go down? For example, products that are no longer available from their vendors. You know, they're obsolete parts, they're obsolete networks, that kind of thing. And then go and surgically address those hot spots. We've seen with a lot of our customers using this kind of phased modernization approach has really two big ways that it helps in this CapEx constrained environment. Number one, you're just not buying as much equipment. So from a hardware perspective, you know, updating a old panel view to a new, you know, fully current panel view plus from Rockwell, for example,
sure,
is a relatively small investment compared to updating your entire control system. It reduces that amount of equipment costs that's up front. The other big impact it has on the finances of these upgrade projects is simply downtime. When you consider doing a full replacement of a control system, you're going to have that machine offline for a significant amount of time. Whereas if you look at replacing critical components, those are things you can do in, you know, a weekend where, you know, you're not running the plant, a normal scheduled outage, even between shifts, depending on, you know, the type of equipment that you're trying to update.
Right.
So the amount of lost production has a tremendous impact on the ROI of the project.
Certainly, there are always benefits to upgrading your equipment, and if you can do so in a way where you're not risking downtime, it's just a win-win situation. Okay, so Keith, you've talked about the benefits of modernization, and we've also touched on the anxiety surrounding modernizing your equipment, especially in times where there's some foreboding about the immediate future. So what can ProSoft do to help make the decision to modernize easier for customers?
Yeah, so the benefit of working with ProSoft on these applications really comes down to our understanding of what that old equipment is and the work that we've done to make it easy to integrate new things into the old systems. When you look at our ANX2 product line, for example, you know, you're able to incorporate new Ethernet-based peripherals like a VFD, a drive, into your old PLC-5 system, right? PLC-5s are workhorses. They've been out in the industry for 30 years. They don't give anyone headaches, at least not until they go and look at the code that's in there. One thing that scares the heck out of a lot of automation managers and plant maintenance folks is trying to, you know, open up the window on that PLC-5 and looking inside at that code that's evolved over 30 years and, you know, may not be documented very well. So our modernization solutions allow our customers to take that new drive, plug it into the PLC-5, and never have to go touch that PLC-5 code to incorporate the new drive. It's sort of a magic box almost. And that really does, you know, really does cut down on the overall risk, gives the user the ability to put in a brand new product that's going to be way more reliable. You know, drives are, you know, they're also workhorses in industry, but unlike PLCs, they do have more of a finite life cycle. And if you put your drives in at the same time you put your PLC-5 in, your drives are getting close to that life cycle today. So it does give you a great way to mitigate the risk of the, you know, failure on the drive without having to pull your hair out trying to get into the PLC-5 code and figure out how to reprogram everything.
Oh my gosh. 30 years of kludge together solutions and additions.
You know, and something breaks at 3 o'clock in the morning, the guy goes in and fixes it and he's not thinking about documenting that
fix.
And, you know, that happens everywhere to everybody. And yeah, a collection of a lot of those fixes really can add some risk to your update. So, you know, not having to touch that is a huge plus.
Oh, definitely. Okay. Anybody could see the value in that.
Well, anyone who's been in a PLC 5 can.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, Keith, I think that does it for this episode. Thank you so much for joining us, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you again soon.
Yeah, my pleasure as always.
That's it for this episode. If you found the discussion interesting, be sure to check back again soon for more episodes of the ProSoft Podcast. Thanks for listening.